What if I told you that after a decade of relying on glasses every single day, I healed my eyesight dramatically without surgery or meds? Each morning, wearing my glasses, putting them on, gone. And it all started with a patch. Stick around and hear how this miracle happened, and it does feel like a miracle, and why the eye care industry, they don't want you to find out about it. Welcome back to those of you who are regular listeners, and welcome to anyone new that's here. My name's Jake, and I like to explore investing through the lens of humanistic, intellectual, and financial capital. And this episode is a classic example of humanistic capital. In particular, I love real-life stories, which is why this is actually something that I've done. I have proof. I tried it on myself. It's benefited me. And I believe if you're someone that struggles with your eyesight, it can also benefit you or anyone that you might know that struggles with her eyesight. Anyway, if you're enjoying this, hit subscribe or give us a follow. If you're on Nostr, then obviously send us some zaps and use Fountain, for example, as a great podcast app for listening into the show. If you want to reach out direct, then hit me up, hi@jakewoodhouse.io. And look, just thanks so much for the support joining along on the podcast. Now, let me set a bit of a picture. So my father, he wore contact lenses all the time and glasses. And I always wondered when I was growing, I was like, huh, is that ever going to happen to me? Like many things, you know, you're growing up, you're asking questions. And the truth is, yes, it was going to happen to me. In my late teens, which is apparently very common, I was at uni and I'd be walking across the park and I actually couldn't see the detail of someone's face until they got closer to me. So often people would be like saying hello to me and I would be basically blanking them. I wouldn't even know who they were. Or I'd get into the university lecture hall and I'd have to sit in the front few rows because I couldn't see what was on the slides. It's like, shit, my eyes are getting worse. And so you go and get an eye test. They're like, yep, you're short-sighted. Like, oh, crap. So what have I got to do? And you go and, you know, you go and fiddle around in the glasses section. You try and choose a pair that you think you like. But they're just such a foreign thing to wear that you just hate all of them. And you buy the pair that you like the least or that you hate the least, sorry. And, you know, you whip them out in a lecture hall for the first time. And it was like, oh, glasses, nice. You're like, oh, shit, okay, I'm a guy that wears glasses. What's going on here? So I decided I liked wearing contacts, you know, because people couldn't tell. But I lived in a house with seven other blokes, and it was a crazy time, to say the very least. And through that process, it's like, oh, I was just really bad at looking after contact lenses. And so it didn't really work from that perspective. Because I would get sore, dry eyes. I'd be trying to pull them out like a late day of like partying, like put them back into these little containers. And you're like, is this right? My hands even clean? I didn't know what I was doing, and it was just crap, right? You're looking after something in a way that you hadn't had to experience before. Like how do I figure this out? What's going on? Why have my eyes got worse? Now, when I got into work as a broker, 23 turning 24, and suddenly you're in an office environment, you're looking at, you know, computer screens for multiple hours per day, and you cannot wear contact lenses in that environment, in my experience, because your eyes, just by the end of the day, they're just so dry from wearing contacts that it's just horrible. So you start wearing glasses a lot more, and that was really the beginning of what was basically a decade-long process where I just wore glasses all the time. And like I touched on at the start, like I'd wake up in the morning, the first thing I'd do is put on a pair of glasses. Everything I did until like perhaps like just before jumping into a pool or jumping into the ocean or perhaps playing football. But even playing sport, I would prefer to wear contacts because I couldn't see the ball properly unless I was, you know, wearing a pair of contacts. But then I wore contacts less and less, and then I didn't have them at home. And I was like, shit, I want to play some sport, but I can't. I tried playing golf, being short-sighted, like hopeless. Driving, another big one. Like you can't see the signs properly until they get much closer. Anyway, I used to love wearing a particular brand of glasses called Moscot, and you get used to them, right? That's the style that I like, and I'd have slightly different colors in them, and then I would get these clip-ons that would come on for when it was sunny, and I was like, oh, this is actually a great way of doing it. Like, I get sunglasses all the time. You know, you're out traveling or commuting to work, you're like, sweet, well, I've already got my sunnies on me, essentially, and they're just a little pouch that would pop into your pocket. You're like, okay, cool. Well, that's awesome. I'm handling this problem. But of course, like you're glossing over what is the ultimate problem here. You can't see properly. And you kind of forget, like, what does that mean? If I can't see at distance, like I don't have the capacity to function correctly in many ways. now I've got this solution. I can use glasses. And I can just see so much better. It's in many ways, it radically improves your life. You're like, oh, great. Why wouldn't I use this tool all the time? And, you know, you go into the optometrist and it's so fascinating this because there's all of these beautiful designer glasses on show and you come in and there's this like trendy looking dude who might serve you. And before you know it, you walk out. It's like, okay, well, the frames cost me 250 quid. Then the glass lenses themselves cost me another 100 or so quid. But I went for the ones that were like the blue light blocker as well. And you've been upsold every step of the way, having had like an eye test. Then you've got the glasses. Then you've got the backup contact lenses. You spent 500 quid. You know, $1,000 just gone in the optometrist. And you're like, okay, well, maybe that's just something I have to deal with because my eyes are bad and I want to wear a pair of glasses every day that I actually like. You make all these justifications and you're thinking, okay, well, cool, whatever. But like in life, many things, things change and things pop up and new information appears. And that is what the story of this episode is going to be about. It's like, what, 2 years ago, maybe? You know, I'm 35. I've been wearing glasses constantly for 10 years plus. And my wife starts sending some things on Instagram. A guy called Cultivate Elevate. He's got this really interesting Instagram page talking about lots of alternative health practices and sells supplements. And I'll link this in the show notes so you can go and check it out. But a supplement that he has called Pearl Powder. You're like, okay, well, what the hell's Pearl Powder? And he was talking about rubbing it on your eyes like this, literally as simple as that, and having it in supplementation. So in certain drinks you might have or in certain foods. And like, okay, well, that sounds awesome. Like, can that be true? And for the first time in my life, someone was speaking about the ability to regenerate your eyesight. And that caught my attention. Of course it did, because, oh, what if I could get through every day without wearing glasses? And, you know, I suddenly started seeing a few photographs of myself and I was like, God, I'm literally wearing fucking glasses all the time. Everywhere you got pictures with your kid or whatever the case might be, like your life is going through as the lens is, he's a glasses wearer. And that's okay if you choose to be like that or if you feel like you have to be like that because of your condition. But what do you mean you can regenerate your eyes? And I'm like, well, I'm skeptical, but let's try. So, you know, I started playing around with Pearl Powder as a supplement. And as I said, go and check out the link that I'll put below. The truth is, I didn't have much success. And I dropped off pretty quickly. And that's in spite of there being a really good background as to why Pearl Powder is helpful from an eyesight perspective. Like it has proven to work. So it's not something that I would write off. Do go and have a look at it. But the real turning point came, shout out to Dr. Simon Floriani. Simon, who's been our chiro for a number of years now and helped hugely with our young family and all sorts of different things. But we went to see him once. He's like, oh, mate, you've got to try these X39 patches. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he starts banging on about this cool company called LifeWave and how interesting a form of stem cell regeneration technology it is, a non-invasive process. You're like, wow, this is really cool. So that conversation, and that was probably at the very beginning of 2024, so about 18 months ago, that has changed my life. Like absolutely 110%. Like, thank you, Simon, for introducing me to this new healthcare product that for me, that the risks were clearly very low because of the type of product that it was. But equally, like the benefits have been absolutely incredible. And not just for me, there's other people that I'll explain in a bit. So like, what the hell is X39 and who are LifeWave? Well, it's a type of what's called phototherapy. And it's a small patch. It's the kind of thing that looks like what you would wear if you're giving up smoking, right? The nicotine patches that people wear. And what it does is it harnesses the body's infrared light, right? This is something that you emit naturally. And it reflects it back via organic crystals in the patch to stimulate acupuncture points on the skin. You're like, what? What the hell? So you're basically walking around wearing this thing, having an acupuncture session at the same time. So there's no drugs. It's completely non-invasive. It's called non-transdermal. Now, I don't know exactly what that word means. But that's what came up in part of my research. So I'll have to have a look into that myself. But it's quite an interesting concept. Elevating your copper peptides, something called GHKCU. And it activates your stem cells for regeneration. Now, like a lot of things, right? I don't know how my iPhone works, but it works. Or I don't know how my car works, but it works. Same thing here, right? I don't know the intricacies of exactly how this develops or what the technology is, but I thought, fuck it, let's try. What have I got to lose, right? And the long story short of what the product is designed to do is it kickstarts a natural repair process within the body. So in the same way that you might go to an osteopath session and they help move the energy around and spark a regeneration in your body, or an acupuncture session is another great example of that. This is the same thing, but with a wearable. It's like, does it work? And you can go and find out more details. I listened to the founder, he's a guy called David Schmidt. He describes himself as an inventor, which I really love. And he spent a lot of time developing all sorts of different technologies. In the podcast episode, again, I'll link this in the show notes below so you can go and listen to it yourself. Just a great story of someone who is an entrepreneurial innovator that's right on the cusp of a certain type of technology. Now, he also references the military, and part of this technology came out of working with submarines. And it's kind of a similar process to a lot of things that we have in day-to-day life, where a government funding program and military requirement develops a technology that ends up being commercialized into the wider space for the public. And that's obviously, to me at least, that's a clear innovation path that I've seen before and I really respect, right? It works. And it was created and built by people that know what they're fucking doing, right? So LifeWave itself is now a big business, but it's focused on holistic health. And it's got a really interesting marketing program that I'll also explain in a bit, where it's very similar to a company called doTERRA, if you know who they are, in that you can sign up as a reseller and they have people, if you sign up a reseller underneath you, then you benefit from the sales that they create. And it's actually, when you dig into the details, it's such a nice alignment for a customer and a company when the sales revenue is generated by a team of people that benefit from the product itself and who they're selling to. So I like that incentive alignment. And long story short, the business is disruptive, right? It's using forward-thinking technology that is actually having benefits, right? So I'm going to pop in the show notes a link where I'm also a reseller. It's something I do casually. You don't have to use my link. By all means, use another, but you get a discount if you do it through me. And the benefits of the product are brilliant, right? So I'm going to share exactly like how I did that just a second. It's not just transformed my life in terms of how I go about my day-to-day because my vision has improved, but there's other people that it helps as well. So my wife uses a slightly different form of patch to help with her sleep at nighttime. And a friend of mine, shout out to Vonnie, her elderly mother was struggling with her eyesight and heard about the story of my eyes improving, and they bought some X39 patches for their mother. I think she was about 90 years of age, and she's seen huge improvements as well. So it's anecdotal, yes, but go and try it out, right? I've seen great benefits. Now, how, right? That's what you're probably thinking right now. So, okay, Jake, you've told us the backstory. You've explained to us this kind of eureka moment. It's like, how do you actually do this? So 2024 Jan, I think, was when Simon told me about the patches. So I went ahead and I bought 3 months worth. And what I started doing was I would apply one on this temple on my right overnight, 12 hours. And then the next night I'd switch it to the left and I'd try and alternate from temple to temple with the idea of it like focusing here on my eye area in specifics. What I now do, frankly, is I just wear them on the base of my neck each night. And I find that's easier because otherwise I'd forget which temple I'd had it on, right? Now, within 3 months, and I'm not joking, like miraculous shift. And what started happening is my eyes, I noticed I was getting headaches. It's like, God damn it, why am I getting headaches? I was getting headaches because I was wearing glasses that were too strong for me. It's like, oh, well, this is interesting. And so I'd be like walking around, and I could see more stuff without the glasses on. I'd be driving, I could see signs better. It's like, oh my gosh, my eyesight's changed. And I didn't get them tested. And stupidly, I didn't test them directly before starting this process. It would have been a better kind of scientific exercise. But my eyes had been minus 1.5 or minus 1.75 short-sighted for a decade. But they really hadn't got any worse or any better than that range, right? And so I wore these things for 3 months, and I just started noticing I could see better. And my, as I said, I was getting headaches from glasses that previously were suitable to me. It's like, right, I've got to go and get my eyes tested. And it's like, holy shit, you've only got 0.75 minus short sight. What? So I'd improved my eyesight by 50%. Like, not like, ooh, 1 or 2% better. Like, literally, like, they were half as bad as what they were. And the optometrist that did the testing was, like, completely blown away and tried to say that, oh, well, you know, you've moved out of the city up to Byron Bay and therefore it's an environmental change, or you're not doing as much laptop work, so it's probably because of that, or you're not wearing glasses as much. It's like anything that he could try and use as a reason for the eyesight's improving that wasn't the patches, he was trying to, you know, peg it on, right? Cool, cool, whatever. Of course, you're not going to see it how I see it. And he then shared with me that he was using a drug to try and grow his hair back. And to me, that's someone who is a pharmaceutical maxi that's interested in the outcome that he's sold, but doesn't look at the negative externalities of what those drugs may or may not do. It's like, okay, cool. That's your choices. Please proceed. But in this case, it's like, what were the side effects of this? Well, it's a non-invasive, non-drug, non-surgery-based process. Like, it's got far fewer negative externalities, and I've not found any myself. It's like, hang on a sec. So I've just improved my eyesight by half. Like, half of my problem has gone. You're like, wow, that is a massive change. Now, I should point out that that was, let's say it was Q1 2024 when I started wearing these things. We're now like the end of Q2, and I've had my eyes tested, and my eyes have radically improved. So middle of last year. And I thought, fuck it, I'll wear these things a lot more. And I wore them again for another 3 to 6 months, had my eyes tested again, and the improvement had plateaued. So they're still sitting at minus 0.75. But what does that mean on a day-to-day basis? I no longer reach out for glasses every morning. Like, I don't wear glasses any longer, except for if it's potentially sunny, except if I'm watching TV at night. And if I'm driving when it's dark, it's helpful to have a pair of glasses on. That's a massive, massive, massive change. And how cool is that, right? Like, I've healed my eyesight to an extent where it's radically improved my life. Now, what this means is, like, the body is a healing organism, right? Like, the optician or the eye care market, it's selling a plaster to a symptom. It's selling a cover-up or a solution that is only surface level. It's not actually looking at the root cause. And that's where this is so cool. And the fact that my eyes are still at 0.75 shows that the improvements that have been created, although they've stalled at this level, not like 20/20 eyesight, but it's stayed like that. It hasn't then retreated again. You hear stories, for example, of people that go and get eye surgery or laser treatment, and their eyes go back to being just as bad a couple years later. It's like, shit, what are the negative externalities of that? Like, they might be blind when they're older. Like, who knows? I joke because I haven't been down that rabbit hole far enough, but I'm like, I didn't like the idea of having my eyes lasered. But the point is we can self-heal. And so why aren't we spending more time? Like, this is a classic humanistic investment, right? It's not about the cost financially. It's about what do you get from it? And it's hard to create an ROI on your eyesight, right? But the optician business is massive. Like, of course they have an incentive to keep selling you glasses, keep selling you contact lenses. What a lovely little subscription model they've got there. They have no incentive to heal the root cause. In fact, that's why that guy was trying to tell me that it's all these other different environmental factors that had improved my eyesight, rather than being like, oh, maybe this new tool is better at healing eyes than what I've been trained my whole life to do. So that to me is like, that's an interesting insight, right? Why aren't more people trying this? And hence the reason for this podcast. Like, how is it not the case that your health is part of your wealth? And I had a great, there was a great talk I went to once. So what's the point of multi-generational wealth without multi-generational health? There's no point in the wealth if you're not healthy. And so starting to spend time thinking about this stuff is really, really important. And in this case, incredibly easy. Buy a bunch of these patches, wear them at night when you're sleeping, and you might just heal your eyesight, right? Now, I also believe, and this is where this gets a little bit more spiritual and philosophical, that by improving my eyesight, it's actually helping me think more clearly and have a better decision-making process. Like, I'm a better human being because of having better eyesight. So it links nicely that sense of sovereignty, right? I'm no longer connected to my glasses. And the flip side being, it's like, what does it mean when every day you wake up and you're putting on glasses? You can't see properly, right? One of your senses is dulled when it could be reversed by trying a process like this. Like the opportunity is yours, of course, right? When this information enters your life, you have to do something about it if you choose. So when I started reading about pearl powder or these X39 patches, I could have done nothing, right? I could still be wearing glasses today, but I haven't. And I did something, and now I've healed them. And it's incredibly empowering. It's like, well, what else can I heal? There are other things that I want to improve about my health, and I will. And I'll share as I, you know, get the benefits or the disbenefits of whatever I try. So I no longer need the crutch of a set of glasses. Like, that's fucking awesome. So it enhances my life. It makes my decision-making better, improves my presence. I think it actually gives me a better way of seeing into other people as well. Like I have better eyesight. I can see, okay, that person's going to cause me some trouble. Oh, this person's the right way to go. And it really builds into this idea of, okay, every single day, what can you do with ease, kindness, and grace? And if you're able to operate at those very, very high frequency levels, then you are making better decisions and your life is progressing faster than it could be elsewhere. And you're living the best life you can. And that's ultimately what this is about, this humanistic side of capital. If you're not harnessing humanistic capital, if you're not nurturing humanistic capital, you will burn out and you will die. Or you will get very, very sick and you won't be able to carry on doing what you've been doing. Like my father, for example, shout out to him. He worked himself to death. 48, had a heart attack. And it's because, in my opinion, you know, RIP dad, he never slowed down and focused on this humanistic side of things to the extent that it just completely blew him away. He thought he could just outwork all his problems. But was that true? And I think we all know people like this in our life, right? Everyone's just absolutely hammering it. But like, at what cost? What's your eyesight like? Is it good? Is it bad? Could it be better? Have you ever tried something like this to improve it? Like, your body can heal if you give it the right tools, like some of the tools we've explored today. So, you know, reach out on email, hi@jakewoodhouse.io. If this was interesting, you know, tell me about what's wrong with your eyes. Like, ask me, is it going to help in the situation you're in? And I will link in the show notes below a link to LifeWave themselves so you can actually go and purchase the product. Give us a subscribe or a like on Fountain or Nosta. That is the future of decentralized social media, where we can speak freely online, and I'm a massive, massive advocate for it. So thank you so much for your time today, and I hope you enjoyed this episode.